We're on Cheshav at Aleph as it's happened. Ein bein hamudr hanami chaveiro lemudr mimenu maichol eladrisa saregel v'keilim shein osim b'yam ochel nefesh. Person can make a nether that he'll have no benefit from his friend, or he can make a nether that'll have no food benefit. So the only difference between those two nedarim is drisa saregel, that if he made a nether not to have any benefit, he can't even walk into his chatzar, can't walk into his property. And if he made a nether only not to have any food benefit isn't included in that. And kelim shein osim ben ochel nefesh, and he can borrow from him kelim that have nothing to do with food, and kelim, we'll see, Rashi says, that are not rented out, because if he borrows things that are normally rented, he saves some money, he could buy food with that. So that's considered hanos machel. But kelim that are not rented out, he can borrow them, and if they have food value, they're to pots or whatever, then that's called hanos meichel. But if they have no connection to food, then if you made a nether only hanos meichel, those you're allowed, and if you made regular hanos, it's also. Rashi, ein bein mudr hanos chomer mi mudr meichel. It's more chomer to make a general isser of having benefit than just having benefit in regards to food. Drisus aregel, sham mudr hanos also likonis lebeiso. It's mutter for a person to walk into the house of somebody that he's not allowed to have food benefit from, but it's also for him to walk into the house of somebody that he's not allowed to have any benefit from. Being in his house is called having benefit from, we'll see in the Gemara. The kelim shein osim ben ochel nefesh, mutter lahashil v'mudr meichel. Something that has nothing to do with food, you're allowed to loan to a person who's not allowed to have food benefit from you. It's only if these kelim are not normally rented. But in a place where they rent these kinds of kelim, that's also even if the kelim has no direct connection to food, and the person's only osur for food benefit, still it's osur. The chol hanoshim lo haneu zeh hayim mechaser bo pruta hanos meicholi. Any hanoh that's worth money is called hanos meichol. Shari Ru'uya also pruta liknos b'maichel. You could take that pruta and buy food. So since the pruta has a food value, that hanah is also asur, even though it's not directly involved with food. But kelim that you can't have, you're not saving any money, just using it, and has nothing to do with food, that's mutter to somebody who's only asur with the food benefit. Gemara, hola inyan kelim shosim ben ochel nefesh zeviz eshovin, right? So, but when it comes to kelim that are not normally rented, but are directly involved with the preparation of food, they're both also. Drisa saregel, holo kapti inchi, l'chora drisa saregel, people are makbit, so you're not getting any enjoyment from the person, right? Amarava homoni rebelezer, the amar vitar also rebemudr hanah. Rebelezer holds that even vitar is also by a mudr hanah, meaning even things that people are not makbit on. So what's the svara that vitar is mutter? Right, I could walk into somebody's house, right, so people aren't makbid, or walking through his chotzer, so people aren't makbid, and it's like they're mafker that thing, right, for that time that I'm there, they're mafker the house, so it's mafker the house for me to be where I'm standing, and therefore I'm not having hanoah from the person, or since the person's not makbid, I'm not getting hanoah from you, getting hanoah, but not from you, and the issue is from you. I can't have hanoh from you. This is not something that you're makbid on. Maybe the hanoh is not coming from you. Or some say because when a person makes a nether, he doesn't even mind these kind of things. And therefore it's not included in the nether. What's the svara of Rabbi Lazar? That vitter is osur. So some say it's only osur with the Rabbanon. It's a special issue of the Rabbanon. And some say that it's only osur where you benefit, the Bach says, where you have some kind of benefit. You made your way short, you use it as a shortcut, so you've benefited. But stamp to stand in somebody's chotzer, even Rabbi Lezer holds is not also, and the Shach holds no. Any hanoah you get, even to stand there, you didn't get any specific benefit. Just to be able to be there is also also according to Rabbi Lezer. And Tosus points out, it's mashma, that only shutvin, if the Mandiomer says vitter is mutter, is only by shutvin. People are partners already, they're not makbid on each other. But people who are not partners are. So there's all different kinds of terutzim. Tosus says it's talking in a beaker, right? In a what's it called, a valley. where there people aren't makbid, even not shutvin. But in your own chutz or whatever, there only shutvin aren't makbid. And others say that stam people aren't makbid, that somebody should walk into their rishos, stam stand there. But even shutvim are also not makbid, that people should put things in their rishos, leave them there for a while. Okay. Rashi, hala inyan kalim shosim ben ochel nefesh, asur afim mudr meichel. Right? Kalim that are used directly for food preparation are asur, even for a person who's only asur for food. It doesn't mean, afil b'makom shemaskir, even a place where they don't rent them. Because food doesn't mean only eating food, it means anything connected with food. Hala kapti in shiva, may asur b'mudr hanga. L'chara vitr is mutter. People are not makbid, that people should walk through their chatzar, so therefore you're not getting any hanah, or you're not getting hanah from that person. Vitr, dover shah, yimavatr, l'chol adam, they know makbid all. Something somebody would let anybody do, and he's not makbid, so according to the Chachamim, that's not called hanah. And according to Rabbi Lezer, it is. Okay, next mission. Ein bein nedarim l'nedavos, ala shah nedarim chayev b'achri yuson, u nedavos eino chayev b'achri yuson. Neder is where you said, Hare Olai, I accept upon myself to bring a korban. And Nedav is where I say Hare Zu, this animal will be a korban. There's no difference between them, except that a nether, if the animal gets lost, you're chayiv to bring another one, because the chiyuv is on you. I am chayiv to bring a korban. Then I separate this one, it gets lost, I have to bring another one. But if I say this animal is going to be a korban, it gets lost, then finished. Nothing I have to do. Nedav will say no chayiv b'achri yusah. Rashi neder nedava mafarish b'gmara neder ha'omer horei olai ola ulaachar zmani frisha chayev b'achriusa. Right, if he was mafresh it and then something happened to it, he has to replace it. Nedava ha'omer harei zu v'lo kibla olav. But a nedava, he just said this animal will be an ola specifically. He didn't accept upon himself the responsibility of being an ola. He just said this animal will be an ola. Therefore, something happens to it, he's not responsible to replace it. It's only the difference is what the Mishnah mentions, but when it comes to Bal Ta'achar, meaning that we learned in Rosh Hashanah, right, that if you delay bringing the Ola, right, all different shitas, one Yontif, three Yontovim, in order, not in order, whatever, whenever the time for Bal Ta'achar comes, whether you didn't bring a Nadava or you didn't bring a Nether, you're over. Even though the Pasuk of Bal Ta'achar, right, only mentions Nether, but we learned that Nadava is included too. So both for Nether and Nedava, there's an Isra Bal Ta'achir. Tanan Hosam, Ezeu Nether, Ha'omer Hare Olai Ola. What's a Nether? Where a person said, I accept on myself to bring an Ola. Ezeu Nedava, what's a Nedava? Ha'omer Hare Zu Ola. A person says, this animal is going to be an Ola. Ma Bein Nedarim L'Nedavos, Nedarim Mesu Al Nignavu Avdu Chayi Bachri Yusuf. By a Nether, if something happened to the animal that you separated, died, or it was stolen, or it got lost, you're chayiv to make it up, to replace it. Nedavos meso al nignavo avdu, eno chayiv b'achri yusan. And a nedava, if something happened to it, you're not chayiv to replace it. Because you specifically mentioned this animal is no longer around. Menoni mile, how do you know that? Disnan, the ton rabbonin, v'nirtzalo l'chapir olav. It says, v'nirtzalo l'chapir olav. When will this be acceptable? When the kapara is finished. Until the kapara is finished, the person still has to replace it. Reb Shimon Omer, Esha Olav Chayi Bachri Yusuf. V'she'enu Olav Enu Chayi Bachri Yusuf. V'chaper Olav. Only that which the carbon is on you, then you're chayiv to make it, to replace it. But if the carbon's not on you, the carbon was specifically designated as this animal, it's not on your shoulders, it's on the animal, the chiyuv, then you don't have to replace it. My mashma, where do you see in the word olav? Amar Rav Yisrael bar Avdimi, kiven de omar olai, since the person said, harei olai, kiman de toin akas feidom. It's like you put it on his shoulders. The responsibility is on me to bring a korban. But if I say this animal's a korban, then that's it. It's not. There's no responsibility on me. It's the animal is a korban. I have to bring it. If something happens to it, I have to bring another one. Okay, Rashi. In the pasuk of Bal Ta'achir, it doesn't mention Nedava, it only says Neder. Rosh Hashanah, we learn from Gzer Shava that Neder and Nedava have the same halacha. And that's what the Mishnah reflects. This is how we learn the pasuk. The Nirtzalo Nidro, When will the nether be complete and acceptable? L'cheshiyiskaper bohen havi nirtza. When the kapara is affected. Avol nikmi kapara no nirtza. But if you haven't yet gotten the kapara from the carbon and something happened to it, you have to bring another one. U'be'ezek carbon amarti l'cha ba'oso she'olav. That only applies to a carbon where the responsibility is on your shoulders. V'hainu olav dikra. My mashma to olav kabalecha sarai. I said, why is olav mashma that you're responsible to replace it? Because it's like it's on your shoulders. The responsibility is on your shoulders. Shailas, when exactly are you yotze? From here, Rashi's mashma, that until the animal is sacrificed, in other words, the zrika sadam, you're always chayiv to replace it. Right? Another place, Rashi says, once you bring it to the azor and give it to the kohen, you're exempt. So they explain that giving it to the kohen exempts you from bal ta'acher. Now the kohen will bring it. But it doesn't exempt you from replacing it if something happened to it from the time you gave it to the kohen till the kapara. Here's mashma b'feirush. Until the kapara is affected, you're still chayav the b'achriyusa. Okay. It says there's another difference, Tosa says. Meiser. You can only use what's called meiser money for something that you are not required to do. Something you're required to do, there you can't bring meiser money. You can't use meiser money. So the chora nether, you can't bring from meiser money. But in the dava, you can. Right? I can say I'm going to bring this shlomim from meiser money. So Tosa says that it's talking over here about it's talking about an animal that already was separated. You already made this animal a korban. Now you can't use nicer money for it to pay for it. You didn't pay for the animal yet. You designated it. Now you have to pay for it. You made a kinyan. You didn't pay for it yet. So you can't use nicer money to pay for it because now you're chayiv to bring it. You're already burmachayiv yourself. If I say I'm going to buy an animal for nicer money and make it a korban, that's okay. But if I'm already chayiv, if I already designated it, then I can't pay for it with miser money. And others say they're talking over here about ophos. Ophos anyway can't come from miser, because it either can be a chatas, which can't be a nedava, or an ola, which can't be miser anyway, because you have to be able to eat miser, things that you from miser money, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Can't be an ola. So therefore, since it's talking about birds, it doesn't mention that difference. Ein bein zov haroa shtei rios laroa shalosh al korban. There's no difference between a zov who saw two rios and a zov who saw three rios except the korban. Rashi, shtei rios biyom echad over shnei yomim ritzufim. A zov becomes a zov after seeing three times ziva. Doesn't make a difference if he saw them all on one day or he saw them spread over 3 days, one ri'i on each day or two on one day and one on one day. Makes no difference. You could see all three on one day or spread out even over 3 days. It becomes a zav. A zava is different. A woman has to see three riyas on 3 different days. Right? That is not to be a zava. But by a zav, it's totally, completely in 3 different riyas, doesn't not totally in days. The chen shalosh biyom echad or b'shloshi yom mitzufim. If he saw 3 riyas in one day or 3 in 3 consecutive days, he's a bizarre. Oshtayim b'yomecha v'echad l'machor. He saw 2 on 1 day and 1 on the other day. Makes no difference. As long as it's within 3 days, he becomes a zav from 3 riyas. So, was the hala inyan mishkav u'mosha v'sfira shiva zev zeh shavit. Right? The chumras of a zav is, a balkeri is, is metame b'maga. He's an avatuma. And he's metame, Adam v'kelim, and that's it. But he's not metame mishkav u'moshav. Mishkav u'moshav is special halacha that what a zav sits on or lies on, even if there's 10 things underneath, and he doesn't come in contact with any of them, he doesn't touch them actually, they all become an avatuma. Right? A balkeri, who's the first ria of a zav, is a balkeri. So he's like a balkeri. He's not a balkeri, because ziva and keri is 2 different things. But he sees one re'iya, he has a din of a balkeri. So if he touches or lies down on something or whatever, he's metame it like any negia. So he's an avatuma, that becomes a rishon metuma. And that thing is only metame ochlim, it's not metame odem v'kelim, because it's not an avatuma. But once he sees 2 re'iyas, he's already has a din of a zav. If he lies or sits on something, even if he doesn't touch it directly, right, there's something else separating, all of the things that are under him become an avatuma. And they're metame odom and kalim, not only ochlim and mashkim. That's Mishkov and Moshe. And he has to count 7 clean days before he can become tahar. And a zav, in order to become tahar, has to go into a mayim, a spring, not to a mikveh. Mikveh is contained rainwater in the ground. That's a regular mikveh. It doesn't have to be spring water. And a mayim is a spring. Of zav is one of the only tumas who needs mayim chayim. He has to go into spring water. Whereas a zava could go into a mikveh too. Okay. So, legabe counting 7 clean days before he can become tahar. And the chumrah of Mishkav and Moshav, even if he saw 2 riyas, he's still considered a zav for that, except he doesn't, what's it called, doesn't have to bring a korban. Right? A zav who saw 3 riyos has the same chumrah of tumah, has to count 7 clean days, but after he becomes tar, he has to bring a korban, what's it called, the korban ziva. Okay. So for everything else, they're the same chumrah of a zav, 2 or 3 riyas. The only difference between them is you have to bring a korban when you become tar or not. Minani mile. How do we know that? Rats, issue Rashi first. Mishkav u'moshav, shachav u'yoshav agave yasor begodim zelze, kulan ovo satuma. The zav, who had at least 2 riyas, sits on 10 blankets or whatever, right? Even if he doesn't touch any of them. There's something separating between all of them and him, but he's sitting on them or lying on them. So all of them become not just tame, they become an avatum. Vafilu nogava, he didn't even touch them. The ilu nogava dover sheino mishkav u'moshav, but if he touched something not lying on it or sitting on it, something that's not roi l'tumas mishkav u'moshav, and a rishon l'tuma, those things are become a rishon l'tuma. Ve'enu matame odom v'kelim ela ochlim v'mashkim. They're not matame people and kelim. Those things are only matame food and drink. They become a rishon l'tuma, not an avatuma. But mishkav u'moshav, he makes the things themselves an avatuma. U'sfira shiva, m'sheyifsok, tzorech limno zayin nekiyim. When he stops seeing the ziva, he has to count 7 clean days before he can go to the mayim. Call them sheyitbo. If he saw ziva in any one of the 7, then he has to start again. He needs 7 consecutive clean days before he can become tahar. Okay, minadi milei, the shavin l'tumah v'ein shavin l'karban. Where do we know that a zav who saw 2 rios is just as tamei as a zav who saw 3 rios, and the only difference between them is whether you have to bring a karban when you become tahar or not? Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Simai Omer, Mona HaKosuv Shtayim V'Karol Tomei, Sholosh V'Karol Tomei. The Torah mentioned in one pasuk 2 zivos and called him Tomei, and in another pasuk it said 3 zivos and called him Tomei. Mashma, that you're just as Tomei with 2 rios as with 3. Okay, said. So what? And also now we have to know, why would the Torah tell me 2 is Tomei and 3 is Tomei? If 2 is Tomei, surely 3 is Tomei. So why mention them separately? Must be, ha-ketzat shtayim l'tuma, 2 makes you tame, just as much as 3. But 3 makes you bring a korban. And sholosh l'korban, Rashi. Mona ha-kosuv shtayim, the ish ki azov mi besoro zovo tamehu. Harishtei zivos menuyos kan, v'karo tame. Mentions 2 zivos, ke ki azov zovo. 2, and it calls him tame. Shalosh v'karo tami. You'll see another pasuk. V'zos tia tumaso bezovo, ror besoru es zovo, o hichtim besoru mizovo. Hari v'chashalosh. For instance, 3 zivas in the pasuk, and it also v'karo tami. Tumai. Right? Tumaso. So, we have one pasuk that calls a zov tame with 2 riyas, and one that calls him tame with 3 riyas. So, obviously, if he's tame already from 2 riyas, he's going to be tame with 3. So, what's the difference between them? Why mention them separately? The second one is to tell me that he has to bring a carbon. And the first one does not bring a carbon, even though they're equally tomei. Okay, so in mishtayim tomei, lama parat the chakos of shalosh. If it already is tomei from 2, why mention the 3? Right, shtayim l'tuma, l'chol chomer tumazov. 2 makes him tomei with all of the stringencies of a zov, mishkav u'moshav, but not for a carbon. And 3 is mechayivim a carbon too. Gemara says, the Amar Shtayim Latuma Velo Lakarbin, Shalish Lakarbin Velo Tuma. Let's maybe say 2 makes you Tame, but you don't bring a carbon. And three makes you bring a carbon, but you're not as tamei. The chumras don't apply. You're tamei like a balkeri. Right? Gemara says amras atchilo rosh shalosh rosh shtayim. Lamaisa, if he was already tamei with all the chumras, where to go? Now that he saw an extra one, should be taken away? It sure doesn't make any sense. So obviously, if you saw two and you're tamei with all the chumras, you remain tamei if you see three with all the chumras. So why mention three? Must be because you add on a carbon, even though all the chumras of tumah exist already. Gemara says ve'emer, maybe not. Maybe there's a different reason why I mentioned both. Shtayim lekarbon v'lo letumah. If you see two, you have to bring a carbon, but you don't have all the chumras of the tumah. You bring a carbon, but you don't have the chumras of tumah. Shalosh af letumah. And three, not only do you have to bring a carbon, you're also have mishkav u'moshav. Two, you're like a balkeri, and you don't bring a carbon. And three, you become mishkav u'moshav and bring a carbon. Right? So still, how do we know that the fact that it mentioned two and three, that they're equal when it comes to tumah, and the only difference is that the three has to bring a carbon. Maybe the difference is both tumah and carbon. You're a different degree of tumah when you're three, and the melee have to bring a carbon. Lo sokadaita, that you couldn't think. Titanya, the chiper olav hakoin lefnei Hashem mizovo. Mikza zovin mevim carbon, or mikza zovin ein mevim carbon. Right? We learn from here that what's it called? So the Havamina was that two will bring a carbon, but not have the chumras. In other words, we're saying that two has the chumras, doesn't bring a carbon. Now we're saying maybe the opposite. Two doesn't have the chumras, but brings a carbon. And three brings a carbon and has the chumras. Whereas you can't think that. Why? Because it says, the chiper olav hakoin lefnei Hashem mizovo, right? Nikza zov in the vim carbon. And then the chiper olav hakoin is on the carbon. Right? The coin will bring the carbon for him and the mechaper. Mizovo. Mashma, only some zivas are mechayiv a carbon. And some aren't. But if we're going to learn the pasuk that the difference between two and three is in the chomer of the tumah, but not in the carbon, right? Then all zavim bring a carbon. And that's not true. It says mizovo. Only some of them bring a carbon. Hakeitzad. So how is that possible? Ro shalosh maybe. You see three, you bring a carbon. Shtayim eno maybe. Two, you don't bring a carbon. Oh, eno ela ro beis maybe. Ro shalosh eno maybe. Maybe the opposite. Maybe if you see two, you bring a carbon. And if you see three, you don't bring a carbon. Amras, that can't be. Actually, ro shalosh, ro shtayim. It's not mistaber that if you already have to bring a carbon from two, that a three is going to be potter from the carbon. It's not going to make it less, make it anything worse. So it's not mistaber to say you bring a carbon at two and not three. It makes sense to say you bring a carbon at three, but not at two. The itzrich Reb Simoi, the itzrich Misovo. So now we have two limudim to know that a zov, bal shtei rios, doesn't bring a carbon, but is tamei with all the chumras of a zav, and a bal sholosh rios is tamei with all the chumras and brings a carbon. We have Rav Simai, because it said two and it said three, right? Why do you need two and three, right? If you're ready tamei from two, then the answer is carbon, right? So you need, and then we have the other limud, mizovo, only some zavim bring a carbon and some not. Why do you need two limudim? So what it says, v'itzrich mizovo. You need Reb Simoi and you need also Mizovo. The even the Reb Simoi, if I only had Reb Simoi, Havi Amina Kekushin. We could have said the question we had before. Maybe the difference is not carbon. The difference is Chumra Satuma. Two has one Chumra of Tuma, lesser, and three has more Chumra. Right? Therefore, I need Kamashul Mizovo that it's talking about the carbon. There's a difference in carbonos, not in degree of Tuma. The e mizovo lo yadana kama rios. And if it only said mizovo, I wouldn't know how many rios are mechayiv you a carbon, how many not. I wouldn't know two and three. So I need the pasuk of two and three to tell me that there's a difference between two rios and three rios, right? Not three and four or one and two or whatever. And I need the pasuk of mizovo to tell me what the difference is. The difference is carbon, not degree of tumor. Kamash malon de Reb Simoi. Right? Gemara says, V'hashad the amras mizovo lidrosha. Now that we're saying we're learning from the word mizovo, a drosha, that only some zovim have this halach of a carbon, but some don't, then v'chiyitar hazov mizovo, my darshas, there's another pasuk that says mizovo. V'chiyitar hazov mizovo. Right? What do you do with that pasuk? Gemara says, "Ahumi boy leichinetanya." We need that for the following brisa. The chiyiter hazov lechsheyifsok mizovo velo mizovo the nigo. Right? That I might think like this: if you have a zov who's also a metzora, and he gets healed from his ziva, but he's still a metzora, can he count the shiva nekiyim of his ziva, even though he's still tamei as a metzora? And he's going to have to wait till the mitzvah goes away and go through that process to become completely tar. So the Torah tells me, b'chiyiter hazov mizovo. Right? Even if it's only from the ziva that he becomes tar, he can count 7 clean days. Even if he has some other tuma on him, right, that prevents him from actually going into the Beis HaMikdash and becoming tar completely, that doesn't affect counting the 7 clean days l'gabei ziva. That's what we learn from that mizovo. Rashi. So maybe Gemara says maybe the first two are not chomer, right? Velolatuma chamura elokabal keri biyamla. Maybe the first two only make him minimally tamei, and the three make him completely tamei with all the chomers. Rosh dayim varikvar yored lechol chomer tumaso miotzio. Can't say that two will make you tamei completely. And three, you bring a carbon, but you're not tamei completely. Where did the tumah go to? Mizovo, mashma mixes zovo. Only some zovim have this halach of carbon. Lo yadana kamarayos. If it just said mizovo, I wouldn't know how many rios make you chayev a carbon. Hai mixas mashma mehai kro lo yadina mayi. I know that some yes and some not, but I wouldn't know how many rios are the ones that make you bring a carbon amanat. Oh, shalosh v'arbo, shtayim v'shalosh, maybe two or three, maybe three or four. Therefore, you need the pasuk, the two psukim, one that mentions two and one that mentions three. L'chashayifsok mizovo, ein tzorech litbol kodim svira, ele m'shayifsok yimne. Right? He doesn't have to actually be able to go to the mikveh or to a mayan before he starts counting the 7 nekiyim. Because if he would, then if he's a metzora, it's not going to help. It's like he didn't go. So therefore, even if you're a Metzorah, and you can't become Torah from the Taras, you can still count the 7 Nekiyim. That's what we learn from that pasuk, Mizovo. V'hochi garsim b'Torah Sklanim, Mizovo v'lo Mizovo minigo. Shimhoye Zovu Metzorah, he was a Zov and a Metzorah at the same time. U'posak Mizovo, and he was healed from the Ziva. V'lo Nisrapi adai minigo, and he wasn't yet healed from the Taras. This suffer, and he counted 7 clean days, l'gabi the Ziva. Ein omrim lo she'ein svira zu Nekiyis, we don't say that the 7 clean days aren't effective until he'll be tahor from his negato. Elamona v'holech miyad v'ola lo shirazo. He counts 7 clean days and they take effect. And then when he'll become tahor from the mitzora, 2 days later or whatever, then he can go to the mikveh and bring his karbonas. Right? And the 7 days that he counted when he was a mitzora count for 7 clean days. When he gets, healed from his soras, then he goes to the process, the procedure of a mitzora becoming tar. First he's tovel, then he, what's it called, waits 7 days, doesn't have to count 7 clean days, just waits 7 days. He all the tvilas nigo v'zovo, and that tvila will help both for the ziva and for the nega. V'nitur matami mishka v'mosho, matami klicheres behesed kedin zav. From that point on, he won't be Matami anymore Mishko V'moshev like a Zav, right? And he won't be Matami anymore Klicheres Behesed. That's halach is the following. You have a Klicheres, if you touch it on the outside, it doesn't become Tame. Klicheres is only Matame from the inside. But if a Zav moves a Klicheres, even though he didn't touch it on the inside, special din of Hesed, that's Matame the Klicheres. Because moving it is like you touched it all over, even inside. That's only a halacha by a Zav.
Does moving require touching it to move it? Or even
no, even if he moves it without touching it. So the halachas of Hesed, which only apply to a Zav, and the halachas of Mishka V'Moshe, that only apply to a Zav, will go away once he goes to the mikveh, even though now he still has to go through the finishing of the process of the Metzora, he's no longer a Zav. And therefore, and a Metzora is not Metami Mishka V'Moshe or Hesed. So he'll be Metami like a Metzora is Metami during the time that he has the 7 days after his initial tefillah. The apapish tzarek l'sfira shiva l'tzarato, even though he needs 7 days more before he can become completely tar and bring his karbanos for a metzora, le'inyan achilas kachim utvila shniya, before he's allowed to eat kachim, and has to have his second tvila, legabi the tzaras, still he'll be tar from ziva. He won't be a zav. Kidechsiba mitzora, v'rochatz v'mayim v'toher. Right? V'achar yavo l'machaneh. V'yosham nichutz li'olo shivasham. By a mitzora it says, first he goes to the mikveh, and then he becomes tahar from some things of a mitzora, right? But he has to still stay outside the machaneh for 7 days, and then on the seventh day, he shaves his entire body, v'rochatz his besor b'mayim, and he goes again to the mikveh, and then he brings his korbanos on the eighth day. So, hani tvila k'maisel etaro mitami mishka v'moshav k'cheres v'hesed. Rashi, it's mashma, that if he went to the mikveh when he was still a mitzora, even though a mitzora doesn't have the chumras of a zav, it won't even help to take away the chumras of a zav. That much not. You have to go to the mikveh only after you finish your tzaras, at least the first stage. But if you went to the mikveh before, you could go to the mikveh for a mitzora, it won't even take away the chumras of a zav. That's a big diyun in the Achronim, whether that's true or not. In any case, it's clear, though, that you can start counting the 7 clean days from a zav, even when you're totally tameh as a mitzvah.